Welcome to your daily devotional, August 20th. In this manner, therefore, pray. Matthew chapter 6, in verse 9. And we're going to be briefly taking a look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Jesus gives us a model prayer, a perfect example of a prayer pleasing to God the Father. It has given us a pattern to follow, but praying its words is acceptable. We cannot go wrong with praying God's words. The Lord's Prayer consists of 6 or 7 petitions, as the last petition can be broken into 2 parts. Our Father in heaven is he to whom prayer is generally addressed. Prayer is to the Father, through the Son, and in the Spirit. We pray with childlike trust to acknowledge that God is in heaven, exalts his majesty. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed means holy, sanctified, set apart, to be revered. God's name is to be honored and praised. Your kingdom come. God's authority and will are desired. What kingdom is spoken of here? Is it the invisible messianic, or eternal, or some other kingdom? Although God's kingdom, in all its aspects and phases, may be applied here, the main thrust of the petition is that God reigns as king over our lives, governing them by his word and spirit. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This petition implies surrender of self-will and a desire for the promotion of God's perfect will. Give us this day our daily bread. We are to pray for both physical and spiritual food. As God answers this prayer, our trust and confidence in God's ability and willingness to grant us this bread is increased. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. As we experience God's grace and forgiveness, we pay it forward to others. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So on the flip side, refusal to forgive results in a loss of peace now, loss of communion with God, and unanswered prayer. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God will not author temptation, but he will allow it. Let us recognize that we cannot stand against the world, the flesh, and the devil apart from divine help. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God in his infinite power and love is both able and willing to answer the prayers of his children. Amen means so be it. The word expresses a willingness to accept God's will in response to our prayer, knowing that the Father knows best. There are many scriptures cross-referenced in this devotional. So if you're listening online, and you have a little bit extra time, you want to do a little study, take a read of the paper, and you'll have quite a good study to work through today. God bless you. Have a good day.